welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to talk today about diabetes and specifically going to talk about insulin. Listeners will know that type 2 diabetes is very common in adults. It's due to various causes, insulin deficiency and insulin resistance. Its prevalence rises markedly with increasing degrees of obesity, perhaps with increasing age. We typically manage type 2 diabetes with achievement of target blood glucose levels. We treat cardiovascular and other long-term risk factors such as lipid metabolism. We use lifestyle changes such as weight reduction, diet. We use oral medications, typically at least using metformin if we can. And all of that stuff has strong beneficial outcomes. But often these interventions have diminished effects. And then we turn to a second or third oral agent or an injectable agent, such as a glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist, or we switch to insulin. So the role of insulin in achieving optimal glycemic control is crucial, and we need to pick the best insulin using a lot of different variables. You've got an article that you've turned into a poem. It comes from JAMA, published in 2020. It attempts to answer the clinical question, is there a difference in the long-term morbidity and mortality in adults with type 2 diabetes who are treated with human insulin versus analog insulin? Sort of a key question, Mark. Do these two products differ?
Well, in theory, they do, and they've certainly been promoted that way, and a lot of people believe that they do, that they're better. So these investigators looked at data from four large integrated healthcare delivery systems in the U.S., identifying patients who'd had a first insulin prescription between 2005 and 2013 and had been continuously treated with either analog insulin, so Humalog, Lantus, and the like, or human insulin, so Novalin 7030, for example. A continuous treatment with the same insulin therapy was determined based on prescription refill dates, so they made sure people were refilling the prescriptions. They found a total of 127,000 participants with type 2 diabetes who met these criteria. To determine their outcomes, they looked at vital statistics from hospital records, state registries, and national registries. They did adjust the analysis for potential confounders like, you know, other conditions, comorbidities, medication use, smoking, socioeconomic variables, and patient demographics. And when they looked at it, the adjusted hazard ratios for analog versus human insulin found no significant differences in all-cause mortality, mortality due to cardiovascular disease, myocardial infarction, and congestive heart failure hospitalization. So bottom line, this study found no differences in long-term patient-oriented outcomes between human and analog insulins in adults with type 2 diabetes. Recent evidence also found no difference in the rates of severe hypoglycemia, although there is somewhat more non-severe hypoglycemia with the human insulins. Best evidence we have shows no benefits using these analog insulins, and that's also consistent with some other studies, and potentially harm. You know, I have patients who have not been able to use their full dose of insulin or had to stop using insulin and resulted in worse control because of the cost of these analog insulins being much higher.
The bottom line is that, at least from an effectiveness perspective, these two products are equivalent.
Yeah, I don't think I think we should not feel first of all, it doesn't mean, you know, yank your patients off Lantus and Humalog if they're doing well and are used to it and can afford it and et cetera. But if you're forced to use older, much less expensive human insulins, you're not really shortchanging your patients, you know, that they are going to, at least based on these data, can expect similar outcomes.
One of the problems that my patients are having is just being able to afford any kind of insulin these days. This at least gives us more choice. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.